Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this beautiful Monday night, July 5th, 2021. It is a beautiful evening here in the Long Beach, California area. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this podcast, talking today about how to have an awesome summer when things aren't going your way. How to have an awesome summer when things aren't going your way. So there are a lot of great things happening in my life right now, but one of the things that isn't going my way is my success metrics. And I was just looking at some of my, or listening to some of my earlier podcasts, I think at the beginning of the year, and I was worrying about the same things that I'm worrying about right now. Brain fog, my church not growing, and all the usual things. Not working out enough, etc. But you know what's nice about having a podcast is that you can look back and listen to previous episodes and actually feel the opposite of what you're feeling in the moment. So at the time when I recorded a podcast in December, I guess, I was feeling, like I said, like a failure. And then as I listened to it, I thought, you know, things weren't that bad. Things were actually pretty good. I always think that I'm such a terrible speaker and communicator because, not because I really believe that, I actually think that God's given me an ability to speak, but it's because of my threeness. I don't see the success that my speaking should bring. I think if Joel Osteen can fill stadiums with his speaking, then why can't I? So because of that, I often blame myself or think I must be a failure. It's a three thing. If you're familiar with the Enneagram. So I'm working on that, or more than anything, God is humbling me in such a powerful way. So how can we have a powerful summer if maybe things aren't going your way in your own life? Well, I think one of them, first tip I want to give you, is to look back. In the Bible, you know, in Joshua 1 and 2, God tells the people of Israel to build altars in the middle of the river, to build a huge altar with 12 stones in the middle of the river to remember God's faithfulness. So I think that we have to build monuments. A podcast is a monument, a video on YouTube, maybe your devotionals, things you write down, perhaps in your Bible, if people still mark up their Bibles, a picture that you love. Look for stones of remembrance. Make sure that you have those. Keep a journal. Keep writing. Record a podcast. Start a blog or a vlog. Find ways to express yourself in the middle of the struggle. Number two is to anticipate things getting better. I mean, if I think about December of last year, things have gotten better. We've been vaccinated. We have an amazing partner church that I love. My brain fog is not any worse. It's the same. Maybe better. I don't know. What else? My gorgeous wife and I are happy. We both have jobs we love, even though they are hard. Our kids are beautiful and they love us and we love them and they're healthy and strong and all going to college. Our son graduated. My point is that things have gotten better. Yes, there are some struggles. Yes, there are some things that maybe are worse, you could say. But for the most part, things are better than they were in December of last year. Just thinking of this pandemic, I mean, things are better. So focus on the positive, focus on the things that are better. And I think more than anything is anticipate, as I said, things improving. So right now, my church, yeah, it's small. Things will improve. My wife needs a different job. She will find the perfect job. I should work out more. I probably will. I hope by December, work out more consistently. Whatever it is that you're worrying about right now, things will improve. A third tip is to don't forget your disciplines, your spiritual disciplines. One of the things that I come in and out of is my disciplines with God. scripture reading, not for preaching or teaching, but just for my own sense, for my own life. Prayer, meditation, contemplation, worship. When things get hard, I tend to ignore all those things. So today, wanting to change some of those habits, I spend time with God in Exodus 15 and also in, I forget what the second passage was, Genesis somewhere. But the Exodus one, I love, Jonah chapter 3. I love both of them, or maybe it was Jonah 2, but I love both of them, especially Exodus 15, because that's where Moses sings a song to God after he had rescued him from the Red Sea, after they had crossed the Red Sea. And I thought, what a beautiful song that Moses is lifting to God. I want to worship God even before the Red Sea is opened. That's what God wants, right? He also wants us to worship after he delivers us. So I and you can worship now because he has delivered us from this virus for the most part. He has delivered us. If you, like me, were not a Trump supporter, he's delivered us from that whole thing. And as I said, even when it comes to my church, I mean, I have such amazing friendships right now that I didn't have 3 months ago. He's delivered me from, let's say, not having enough friends. So we can worship him now. Even if there are things that you're still trusting God for, you can worship him now. Like Moses, you can say, Lord, you rescued me. And if you read Exodus 15, it's a beautiful passage where Moses, I think it's like 30 verses, 25 to 30 verses, where Moses just sings a song of worship to God. Actually, let me see if I can look it up here really quick so I can at least read the first few verses from Exodus 15, the song, a song of worship by Moses. Normally, we don't think of Moses as a worship leader or as a worshiper, but he wrote a few psalms, and this is one of them. It says here, Exodus 15, then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, which is the word Uzi. I wrote a song, by the way, called Uzi. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Isn't that wonderful? A song of Moses. You and I, we have reason to worship him now. We have reason to thank him right now. You don't have to wait till the next storm passes, till he gets you through your current Red Sea crisis. You can worship him now for what he did last month and 3 months ago and last year. Think about those things and worship him. Maybe the last tip is to follow your dreams. One of the things that happens to me is when I am in my fear, is I can shrink back from my fears. The very things that I know God wants me to do, write music, preach, lead my church, love my family, fix things around the house. You know, we all have those things we love to do. Go after them. Live your purpose-driven life. Live out the calling that God has upon your life. Do you feel a bit weary right now? It's okay. Follow your dreams as best as you can. Take out that guitar. Paint your apartment, your house, plant that tree, go on that little trip, go for a walk, go for a run, hang out with friends. We can do that a little bit more these days. So follow your dreams. Do the things that you maybe are not very strong in. I can tend to be a lone ranger, so I'm trying to hang out with more people. You might be the opposite. You might be very social. Maybe you need to spend more time alone. Go against the grain. Finish that book. Take that class. Go on a date with that person that you love, that you enjoy. Break up with that person that you've been with that you shouldn't be with anymore. Change your habits. Hire a personal trainer, or fire, I guess. And I think most of all, commit to the church, commit to Jesus Christ, to your faith, to walking with him, dedicate your child, baptize your son, pray for your husband to get saved, recommit to giving to your church. Do the things that are hard and yet that are a part of your purpose. And I believe that if we do these things, I believe and declare that we will be blessed and that we will have a better summer. It's not, you know, the summer is not about all about vacations and going to the beach and having parties. That's all good. But I think that finding your purpose, building stones of remembrance, worshiping him are the things that really last. So I hope that helps you. If you want to interact with me, please email me at trig@davidtrigg.com or follow me on Instagram @davidtrigg. Thanks so much for being here, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.